Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and AppletreeMediaWorks.com. We appreciate their support very much. Joining us today from the Tennessee AFL-CIO, we've got Alyssa Hansen. Alyssa, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Hey, what's going on down in Tennessee?
Oh, goodness. Lots of things going on down here in Tennessee.
You guys got snow, didn't you?
We got lots of snow, and we were shut down for about a week. It's about 50 degrees today, and I think last Wednesday it was like 10 or something. So we've had all kinds of crazy temperature swings. I have to say, though, unlike Pittsburgh, when it snows down here, it really snows.
Yeah, and, well, that was what I was getting to, because you being a Pittsburgher by birth, you know, because that's a special kind of citizenship. You know, you being a Pittsburgher, you're used to snow.
Oh, yes.
I have one important question for you, and we'll have to explain this to the rest of the world. But when you dug your car out, did you put a chair in?
I did not, but I probably should have. And I was going to say, I don't know if anybody else down here would know what that meant. or anybody, outside of Pittsburgh would have any clue what I was doing. But I did see people down here using pastry brushes to kind of dust off their car. So that's when you kind of know that Tennessee's not used to the kind of snow that we had last week. But I'll have to remember that next time it snows down here. That's a good good suggestion.
Yeah, and for the rest of the world, I'm going to explain this. Here in Pittsburgh, when you dig your car out of the snowbank that the plow trucks have pushed up against your car, you take two chairs off your porch and you put them in the parking spot, and that tells the rest of the world that's your parking spot. Don't take it. And we're real serious about that here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes.
Respect the chairs. Respect the chairs, but that's another thing. So you got a little bit of snow. Good deal. That's a wonderful thing. You had the unfair advantage. You know how to drive in it. But so what else is going on?
Well, we recently, like pretty much everyone else, got the list of union workers and kind of our numbers from 2016 and 2017. And we are, I don't want to say happy to report, but our percentage of union membership here in Tennessee, we pretty much held steady. We stayed at 5.7%. From 2016 to 2017, obviously the 2 years, two most recent years, rather, where data is available. So again, you know, we were happy that we didn't see those numbers drop, but obviously, you know, we'd like to see them go up.
That's one of the things that a lot of people don't get. When you're trying to increase union membership in a community, depending upon, you know, where it is and what the work is like, don't forget, you have to recruit enough new people to replace retirees, to replace people leaving a unionized job for another one, people, you know, all kinds of other, you know, other things. And then you've got to recruit more people to grow.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Charles. And, you know, that's the thing, you know. That's something I don't think, you know, people think about or really take into account. And, you know, like I said, when we looked at these numbers, you know, you see that they held steady for a year. And, yeah, that's all well and good. But, again, you know, like you mentioned, we need to take into account the people that are retiring, like you said, that are leaving for another job, another union job, or non-union job, I guess, for that matter. But, you know, that's the thing. And we really want to see membership grow down here because, you know, as we have older generations continue to retire and leave the workforce, it's important that we get younger people involved and get younger people educated on what a union is and the benefits that a union can provide. So again, you know, while these numbers aren't terrible, you know, they're nothing that we're jumping up and down and celebrating because, again, you know, we want to see an increase. Holding steady is great, but obviously, like every other state federation across the country, our goal is to increase our membership.
Absolutely. Have you guys drawn up any plans on how you're planning on doing that over the next year or so?
Well, actually, President Dykus is in the midst of a brainstorming session this past week or so. He's been working on it. Traditionally, we hold a leadership conference every year where we'll bring different members and affiliates together to just kind of talk about legislation and various other topics that affect them in Tennessee. But what he's going to do this year is, because it's an election year and we're kind of tight on time, is to go around to each of the central labor councils and kind of do a mini session there. And we're inviting, or we plan on inviting, you know, community affiliates, people who maybe are thinking about joining, you know, a union but haven't done so yet. We really want to get the community involved and get the people involved in these different cities, in Knoxville and Chattanooga and Memphis and everywhere he's planning to go, to let them know, you know, hey, here's what we're doing, here's how you can be involved, and that just because we don't see you every day doesn't mean that we don't value, you know, your membership and what you bring to the labor movement in Tennessee. So that's one of the things that he'll be working on this year, to get out there, increase our visibility, and increase the voice of labor. And then, of course, as I mentioned last time, the Central Labor Council here in Nashville does a phenomenal job of community involvement. They've recruited lots of new members. They're very involved with the metro government here in Nashville. And, you know, again, we're very proud of the work they do, and all of our CLCs, but particularly that one, just because we see them the most, just because they're our neighbors.
Right.
But again, you know, they've done a great job to increase labor's voice in Middle Tennessee. And, you know, now we hope to do the same and encourage other CLCs to do the same throughout the state.
Well, there you go. That's exciting to hear. And it's the kind of thing that does draw in new members and gets people that are working in unorganized shops to pick up the phone and organize their shop and their workplace. One of the things I want to ask you is, you know, there are a lot of people that voted for the current administration because the current administration made some promises. They have not fulfilled those promises. I can tell you the people in Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia, they're not happy about that. Are you starting to see some buyer's remorse down in Tennessee?
We are, actually, and it's pretty much for the reasons that you just hit on. You know, the current president and the current administration, you know, did make promises, and they appealed directly to workers and to our membership. And obviously, as we all know, you know, we're 1 year in now, and pretty much nothing, and I think actually nothing at all, that they have promised has become a reality. So we do have, or not we, but I should say, Tennessee is starting to see some buyer's remorse, as you mentioned, you know, from the current administration, and we're doing our part, you know, to try and let people know. I mean, just even from something as simple as posting on our social media accounts that, you know, hey, here's yet another example of how, you know, the executive branch of the government does not care about you. Here's another promise that they've broken, because we want our members to take that anger and take that frustration and disappointment and make a difference in November. I mean, granted, it is the midterm elections, but, you know, they can make a difference, and we want them to have that knowledge when they head to vote later this year.
Absolutely. And let me reassure everybody down in Tennessee, the FBI is not the modern invocation of the Illuminati or the Templars, okay? They're a bunch of really hardworking, good people that know what they're doing, and they do a good job on behalf of the American taxpayer. Listen, Alyssa, we're gonna get going. I appreciate you being with us. Do me a favor, stay on the line as we transition into the news, but I want to thank you for being with us today. How do we find out more about the Tennessee AFL-CIO?
There's three things you can do. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, and our handle is @TNAFLCIO. And you can also check out our website, and that address is www.tnaflcio.org.
There you go. Alyssa Hansen, Tennessee AFL-CIO. I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.